The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on December 10, 1990 in Bangalore, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 1, Verse 14.
The complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear for son and child. Actually, 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was preaching the glories of Krishna Nam, that everyone should take to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. But he met with many difficulties. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, at that time no one would chant the name of God. The smarta Brahmins, they said, if you chant the name of Krishna, Krishna will lose his power. So no one should chant the name of Krishna. Only they would chant, like last night was the Chandra Grahan, the lunar eclipse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the day of lunar eclipse when everyone was bathing in the Ganga. At that time they would chant the name of Hari. They would chant Hari, Govinda, Krishna, Keshava, while up to their neck in the Ganges river. Because when being in the holy Ganges, they thought, now we are pure, we can chant the name of Krishna. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught the people that in the age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is to chant the name of Hari. Everyone should chant the name of Hari to be delivered. Nam nam akari bahudani ja sharva shaktis tartar mitani amita smaranena kala. That the many names are there of God. These holy names of Hari are empowered with all the sarva shakti, all the shaktis, all the energies of the Lord. That Krishna does not become contaminated when you chant his name. You become purified. If someone makes some dirty water and the sun is shining on it, the sun will not become dirty. The sun will purify the dirt. So by chanting the name of Krishna, everyone becomes uplifted and purified. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to preach in this way, let everyone chant the name of Hari, he was opposed by certain very conservative Advaitavad Brahmins. They said that no, this will destroy the Hindu Dharma if everyone is chanting the name of Hari. So they made complaint to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stop chanting, but he would not stop. In fact, one time, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great devotees was born in a Mohammedan family. His name was Haridas Thakur. But he became a great chanter of the holy name of Krishna. He would chant 300,000 names of Krishna in a day. He became initiated with the name Haridas. And because he was chanting tin lakho, 300,000 names of Krishna a day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him as the Naam Acharya, the Acharya of chanting the holy name. So Haridas Thakur, one day, he was visiting one priest called Bhagavan Acharya. And there, Bhagavan Acharya, he was the guru for two zamindars, landlords, who would regularly in the evening hear the class of Srimad Bhagavat. So he went to this Bhagavat Sabha as a guest. They stood up and received him that, oh Haridas Thakur, you are the Nama Acharya. So you are very kind to bless our assembly. assembly tonight, we would like you to tell us about the glories of chanting the holy name of Krishna. So one of the pandits at the assembly, at the sabha, he said, yes, we have heard that by chanting the name of Hari, one can be delivered from birth and death. So we would like to hear about the glories of the name. Another pandit said, we have heard by chanting Hari's name, one can get all punya. So Haridas Thakur, this verse actually says, Nava Divasa Grinan Tata Satyavimucheta Yat Vidheti. Actually, even by the accidental chanting of the holy name, not consciously, devotionally chanting, accidental chanting, can be delivered from birth and death. This is a side benefit of chanting the name of Hari. By chanting and hearing the bhajans, the holy name of Hari, one's prema, one's bhakti for the Lord becomes awakened. Bhakti is considered postgraduate to liberation. Moksha, even here in this verse, Ravan, Kamsa, many other asuras have been mentioned. When these asuras were killed by Vishnu, they achieved moksha. When the Lord kills the asura is freed from birth and death, emerges into the body of the Lord. So even the asuras, they are achieving moksha. Then what will the bhakta achieve? The bhakta must achieve something greater than moksha. So the bhakta achieves pure bhakti, pure devotion. Yudhishthira Maharaj was praised by Narada Muni in Bhagavat. My dear Yudhishthira, you are greater than all the yogis because you have received the blessing of Krishna, of pure bhakti. So Krishna is coming to your house. He is acting as your messenger. He is driving your Arjuna's chariot as part of Sarathi. Why? Because you have bhakti. So this bhakti is more than even mukti. Mukti the Lord is giving very easily. But bhakti is keeping hidden. Because bhakti means that once a person has got bhakti, then their connection with the Lord is established. And the Lord is treating them in the most intimate level. So therefore, Haridas Thakur explained to that Dharma Sabha that real benefit of chanting the Nama is one gets Krishna Prema. And Mukti, this is achieved as a byproduct. This is easily achieved by even the Nama Bhash or the accidental chanting of the holy name. For example, Ajamil. Ajamil was at the point of death. He had been a good Brahmin, but he left his wife, he left his family, he left his Brahminical duties. He went to live with a society woman. He became a dacoit. He became a thief, a murderer. And this way, became a very sinful man. But because of being born in a Brahmin family, he named the children of this society girl with names of Vishnu. His youngest son he called Narayan. When he was dying, as fathers do, he was calling his son to come. His youngest son was very dear to him. He was calling his son, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Saying Narayan, he left his body. Death came upon him. The last word he said, Narayana Antasmiti, was remembering the name Narayan. Because of this, when the Jamadutas came to take Ajamil, the Vishnudut came and obstructed and said, no, he has chanted Narayan, therefore he belongs to us. He is freed from all his sins. He is freed from all the bad karmas. Simply by remembering the name Narayana, all the impurities have gone. Now he has to go with us. You have no more domain. Yamaraj has only domain over those who never chant the name of Hari, who never wear the tulasi, who never wear the marks of Vishnu, who never speak the glories of Krishna and Vishnu. Yamaraj has all the domain over those people, not those who are worshipping Vishnu or chanting his name. So Ajamil, he had no intention of meditating on Narayana. He remembered Narayana as an accident. By calling his son, at that moment he remembered Narayana, who he had worshipped in his youth. Still he was freed from birth and death. So Haridas Thakur explained this to the Dharma Sabha. The real glory of the holy name is to get Krishna Prema, to get the pure bhakti. As he was explaining, there was one Advaitavadi, one student of Shankara was there, one Brahmin called Chakravarti. He stood up, he objected. My dear gentlemen, how are you listening to this Acharya speaking like a sentimentalist? He is speaking of Bhavuka, simply his own mental concoction. How can great yogis, great rishis, they are taking thousands of births to achieve moksha? He's saying you accidentally chant the name of Hari and you will achieve moksha. This is impossible. The Haridas Thakur, he quoted so many slokas from the Vedas that this is not my opinion. This is the version of the Vedas. You chant the name of Hari, even accidentally, all the inauspiciousness, all the fear of death can go away. You can achieve moksha easily. Then that Chakravarti, he said, if you don't get liberation by chanting the name of Hari accidentally, you see, then your nose, I'll cut it off. It should fall off. I curse you. Lose your nose. Haridas Thakur said, if this is not the Vedic version, that by chanting the name of Hari, you can get liberation, I'll cut my own nose off. Everyone jumped up. What is going? This Chakravarti, you have committed such an offense to our guest, Haridas Thakur, the Nama Acharya. You leave this place. You're no longer to come to this Sabha. This is a very offensive to say such things to a speaker, an Acharya here. The Zamindars fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur. Please forgive us for this apradh. So the history goes, after 3 days, that Chakravarti got leprosy and his nose was attacked and fell off. But Haridas Thakur was very sad to hear this. He said, unfortunately, he doesn't know the science of bhakti. He's only heard the science of yoga, but not bhakti yoga. The name of Krishna is not different from Krishna. Krishna has got the unlimited power. If you remember Krishna, Krishna is present in your mind. That is one of the vigrahas. Nama Rupa is also one of the forms of the Lord. If we can remember the name, Krishna is present with us. The Kali Kali Dharma Nama Sankirtanam. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Maiva Kevalam, Kaluva, Nastiva, 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 Gotiranyatha. Brihadaradhyaya Purana states that in this age of Kali, the Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kaluva, Nastiva, 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 Gotiranyatha. Why it's saying 3 times? Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. No other way, no other way, no other way. Why? 3 times the Purana is mentioning. Nasteva karma. By karma in Kali Yuga, you cannot achieve the highest objective. Nasteva jnana. Neither by jnana will you be able to achieve the goal. Nasteva yoga. Nor by the Astanga yoga system. Simply by Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. This is the way, in this age of Kali, that you can achieve all the perfection. Actually, Vedas also, they explain, Vite Dayatom Vishnu, Tretayam Yajatamakai, Dwarpayam Padicharjayam Kalotad Harikirtanat. In Satya Yuga, the process was Dhyana. In Treta Yuga, the process was Om Yajna. In Dharpa Yuga, the process was worshipping Krishna in the temple or personally when he was present. Kalotat Hari Kirtanat. But in Kali Yuga, the process is Hari Kirtan. Everyone can chant Hari Kirtan together without any restriction. By chanting the name of Hari, Krishna is present. We can feel fearful. What will happen? No longer is the Ramachandra there to protect us. No longer is Krishna or all of the avatars. Where are they now? Before there was only Ravan, there was Kamsa, there was Hiranyakashipu. Few demons were there. But now the demonic principle have increased in the world. But who is there to protect us? Krishna is there in Nama Rupa. Nam Chintamani. This Nam is actually the transcendental form. Nam Chintamani Krishna Rasa Vigraha. Sudha Mukta Nitya Mukta Ha Binatva Nama Namino. Nam and Nami. The name and the named is Abhina. It's not different. So therefore, this process of chanting should be understood that it is a more scientific process. It is a process authorized by all the Vedas. It is now the only process which is most powerful enough to have the effect in age of Kali. Just like nowadays, people are taking medicine in capsule form. So by taking a small capsule or injection, they're getting some medical treatment. So similarly, all the dharma in the Narad Pancharatri, it states all the yajnas, all the archanas, the pujas, the mantras, the tantras, all have been combined in the four words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the Kali Santanu Upanishad, it explains that Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodasakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmash Nashanam, Nata Purata Upaya, Sarva Vede Shudrishade. This repetition is there in the Vedas. Nata Upaya, no other alternative. Kali Kalmash Nashanam, whatever the difficulties Kali Yuga will present, these all destroyed and driven away by the chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this can be chanted by a young child, by an elderly person, by a middle-aged person, by an educated person, by anyone. So now we are finding that people all over the world are chanting. In Russia, over 10,000 people are chanting the name of Krishna. Recently they did the Krishna Balaram Subhadra Ratha Yatra in Moscow, chanting the holy names of Krishna. In Poland, in Czechoslovakia, in Hungary, in Eastern Germany, in all the communist countries where religion was banned, where people had to accept atheism, but they could not be stopped from chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So under the ground, there was a current of thousands and thousands of people chanting. And now that even before this new liberalization has taken shape, the last thing that the old regime did was to legalize the chanting of Hare Krishna. After that, all these changes have come. Because where there is Krishna's Naam, Krishna is present. When Krishna's name could be chanted in Moscow, naturally all the other difficulties will go away. All the darkness will go away. This is the power of the holy name. So now you can find the chanting in all the countries of the world. Whether in the communist countries, or whether in capitalist, or whether in north, or whether in south. Why is it? As soon as someone begins to chant, they start to feel some spiritual inspiration. Because we are all a part of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained, the Mamayamsu Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatano. All the jivas are my amsa, they're my part. Krishna did not say, Mamai Vamsa, Hindu Loka. He didn't say the Hindus are my part. It's not that Krishna is only the God for Hindus. Krishna is God. He is the Supreme Lord. He is Parameshwara. Krishna voice, Sachidananda Manah, Krishna Adi Purusha, Krishna Purushottamaha. He is the original person. He is the supreme absolute truth. He is Sachidananda Vigraha. He is everyone's Lord. He is Purushottam. That was the difference. The Hindus, we know that Krishna is our Lord. And those who are in other parts of the world, they don't know that Krishna is the supreme God. They know only God, Allah, some general name. They don't know the personal name. It's like we can say in India we have Prime Minister. Everyone knows we have Prime Minister. We have President. But who is the President? Who is the Prime Minister? They have a name. What is their name? God, this is a title. Allah is a title. Ishwar is a title. Bhagavan Ishwar is a title. What is the name? Krishna is also one of the names. Govinda is a name to address the Lord. So I don't want to speak longer because we are going to hear bhajans of the holy name from very distinguished Swamiji. So I don't want to speak too long, and we can have a practical demonstration of what I am speaking. Just in conclusion, I like to sum up that why this process is bringing the world together is because people begin to realize this statement by Krishna, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatano, that we are the eternal part of Krishna, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. How? Simply by chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You know, in my Kula Ashrama, in my previous ashram, being born in America, my mother and father, they are a Christian family. So my mother, she believed in Christ only. After receiving Diksha and taking sannyas, I told my mother she should not have sectarian views. She should see that Krishna is father of Jesus. He says, Son of God, who is God? God means Krishna. So, but she was doubting me. So one day, she was driving her car in America, she later told me. And suddenly her car was, one lorry was coming, and like in India, even in America sometimes happened, the lorry pushed her off the road. And she was going straight for a tree. So that time she didn't know what to do. So she remembered, my son told me, if ever you're in danger, you just remember the name Krishna. So she suddenly screamed out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And suddenly her car stopped just before the tree. Then she realized that actually Krishna is God. He saved me. And from that time now she's chanting hundreds of times Hare Krishna every day. And now she tells everyone that Krishna is the father of Jesus. Thank you very much.